Just tell me how to fix this. Get to the point. By the way, do you get that's a state? We're going to have so much fun today. This could be the podcast episode that totally transforms your life. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Just tell me how to fix this. Is a state. It's actually a statement that comes from a state. See, as far as I can tell, a lot of people settle for fixing. And I get it, we've all got problems. But you've got a choice. When we look at the fundamental states that you can choose from, fixing it is something you can choose from, but I'm not a fan of it. They're really, it's a weird way to express a desire, and it's a hard way to get what you want. You see, life isn't meant to be something for you to fix. Life was meant to be fun. Grandpa used to say that life is for entertainment only. And I think he had the right idea. Life is for entertainment only. Your desires are divine in origin.
Tim.
Every one of your desires has its own plan and power of fulfillment. This is why when you give life to a desire, you become energized. This is why when you think about your problems or worry about your problems or become life about fixing problems, it becomes flat and frustrating and you lose energy and enthusiasm. Did you know it's been shown that men with low testosterone see less colors? They have more of a grayscale kind of visual field. They've got more of a grayscale kind of life. I find that fascinating. Because you came here to have fun. You came here to give life to the lovely. And one of the ways that you can stop doing that is to deny your desires. One of the ways that you can deny your desires is to become fixated on fixing problems. We've got that tiny little pack everyone needs, revisiontothemax.com. It's $7 special, revisiontothemax.com. One of the things that we bring up in there, and I can tell you this, right? Stop using revision as a fix-it tool. Use it to turn bad into good, but also use it to turn good into great. When you celebrate your wins, turn them into super wins. I sent out an email, I think 3 days ago. What can I imagine for you? And so far, I've managed to write back to about 85% of the people that have emailed. I'm probably getting to the point where I won't be able to write back anymore, at least not that often. But I've imagined lovingly for every single one. And I've actually engaged a few of you on conversation. And one of the things that I've noticed is, well, there's two things that I've noticed. Number one, almost nobody who's stuck is doing or properly doing Joseph Goddard to the max. They aren't owning those first minutes of their day the way that we teach it. Okay, so that whole Joseph Goddard to the max thing. You need to be owning those first few minutes of your day or else cortisol will. And I'm not a fan of cortisol. Number two, revisiontothemax.com. Are you sensing a pattern here? Revisiontothemax.com, this whole thing of actually using revision to turn good into great stops you from looking for more problems to fix. At the end of my day, when I use revision, I'm not just turning bad into good. I'm turning a lot of good into extensive great. What a lovely way to fall asleep. And I gotta tell you, this is a lovely way of life. It's a fun way of life when you stop using it to fix everything. You start having fun everywhere. So I've made some suggestions during the thing here. The podcast episode, revision to the max.com, Joseph Goddard to the max.com. Both of those are cool little packs. Revision to the Max is $7. Joseph Goddard to the Max is a bit more. It's $27. And I'm breaking the rules. You get that? Because here's the deal. You can start breaking the rules when you live by the law. One of the rules in marketing is, hey, tell them to go. Have them read the ad copy. Get all excited. Then don't even tell them what it is. Click here to buy. And then, you know, they have to back out, and that's awkward. See, I'm not a fan of that approach. Well, I'm not a fan of this. You know, I think you're worth $7. I think you're worth $27. I think you're worth me asking, hey, what can I imagine lovingly for you? Because out of the hundreds of emails that I've responded to, and the couple dozen conversations that I've managed to have with people, that's what I'm noticing. There's this preoccupation with fixing what is wrong, not doing revision the way we teach, and not owning your day with that little Joseph Goddard to the Max bit. So that's what I got. This is my gift to you. That's where I invite you to dive deeper. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And right now, just to put it into action, let's use revision. Let's take one tiny, teeny little slice from that revision to the Max pack and pick something good in your life and revise it right now into something great as we go into the silence. Life was never meant to be something that you need to fix. Life is meant to be fun. You are God having the adventure of a lifetime. It's time to start living that way. Dive deeper, soar higher. See ya.